The whole point of this being that I am in a very, very good mood. It's a Friday. My head's not hurting anymore. My blood pressure is down. I'm rested. I feel good. My weight is down. And I am turned on. First couple calls today, bam, bam. No, I take that back. First call today was bam. Second call, I had to actually step back and go in, settle myself, steady myself, and go in and actually perform an act that I may or may not have known that I could have done. And that just sent me through the roof. After I did that, it sent me through the roof. And the guy I did it from, did it for, you know, I knew the guy, you know, me and him talking, we kind of cool. But when I deal with him, I deal with him at a level of performance that I want to maintain a high level of performance when dealing with this particular individual. Now, of course, all customers are equal. Of course, you're going to say all customers are supposed to be equal or the same and all that. But no. Some are partners, some are paralegals, some are staff. There's different levels and there's different attitudes when you deal with people. Some people come in, no nonsense, boom, 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 boom. Some people even say, well, why can't you fix this? Why is this taking so long? They don't say it sometimes, but you can hear it in their voice. You know, and some of these people call and they are under such tremendous pressure that you can smell it through the phone. Some people call and start crying. They break down. They end up crying. I mean, because there's a lot riding on this. You know, I read how the whole system goes in a law firm as far as moving up through a law firm or not. And, you know, a lot's going on, you know, not just billing these, you know, clients and making that money, but their careers are, you know, under scrutiny based on their performance. And so I understand when they call, some of these people call and there's a lot of pressure, or an assistant call and their boss needs something quickly, and you can hear it in their voice. And you just, you know, you got to take a deep breath, calm down a little. But it wasn't like that with this guy. This guy was cool, but I just like to maintain a high level of performance for him because I want to, you know, come at him like this. You know, I want to come at him like that. So I was able to go in there and figure it out, and I'm like, you know, so. And he was, you know, me and him was so cool, so I was able to go, you know, see that, you know, on the phone with him. So, you know, then another call, I had another lady that I hadn't talked to in a while. And, you know, I fixed her problem. We talked for like 15, 20 minutes. Don't tell my boss. I talked to her for about 15, 20 minutes about the pandemic and the shots and the vaccines and stuff. And I'm just in a good mood. And I just feel like, you know, it's mine. And I feel good. Like I said, my pressure's there. I don't know if it's the pressure related to the headaches, but the headache was gone. It wasn't like I was in pain, but it felt like something heavy. Not even heavy. It just felt, not a cloud, but just felt like, you know, I wasn't, and I'm not really, I'm like, right now. See, I can't, the monitor's over there. So I'm kind of like, right now. I'm not right now. And I'm definitely not right now. But, and that usually comes when I find out that damn band is playing and I'm standing there front row and I walk in that venue. You get that smell of that venue. You see the equipment set up. You just walk in there like you've done hundreds of times before. And you're out there on the floor in the pit or whatever. And you just get that feeling. My house. This area right here in front of the stage belongs to me. I am the dog in this area. I'm the Kong. Whether it's true, whether it's false, doesn't matter. It's how I believe. Then as the show goes on, I try to demonstrate that. And it could be, say, like some kind of weird animal mating ritual where the alpha male has to demonstrate that. I don't give a damn what you call it because it kind of does feel like that. When it goes down and I get in that zone, it's just me and the band. And I try to eliminate anything between me and the band until I get the vibe. And then that's when I start to feel the people around me in the rhythm. And hopefully I look over here and I see somebody on rhythm. Or I look over there and I see somebody else on rhythm. Or I get a little shake from over there. Or somebody just, you know, stimulates me because they're on a little thing that I ain't been on. I'm like, whoa, okay. What you got? Or I look up on stage and I see Clip or somebody do like a little, you know, they do the little bounce or whatever. And I go, ah! Or the backup singers. I ain't going to say their names because I don't even know how to. but them, you know, all of them, because that's why I stand right there. And they get their little rhythms, and I'm just like, oh, there it is. Oh, there it is. Oh, there it is. But, yeah, my energy is up. Feel a lot better. My head's not hurting anymore. I thought it was maybe because of the way I was sleeping with too many pillows on my neck, all like that. I thought it could have been because I was sleeping with the window closed. So a couple times I slept with the window open. It didn't happen. A couple times I thought I had a bowel movement, and it seemed like the headache stopped. A couple times I took ibuprofen, and it didn't help. Like I said, one time I had a bowel movement, and it stopped. Drinking water, they say. I don't know. But I didn't, and I don't know if it's tied to my blood pressure. But I feel pretty good knowing that my blood pressure came down after I started acting responsibly and the headache went away. And it really wasn't a headache, just a tension back here. Just like a tension, not even a throb, just like something, you know, like a really light throb, you know. And if I didn't think about it, it wouldn't even bother me until it catches me and I go, oh, it's still there. And I'm always going like this with my neck, you know, trying to get it to stimulate it or to push it out or to make it energized or something. And I don't know if that was helping or not, but that's what I was doing. So that's how I feel right now. Like work right now, you don't want none of this. What you got? What you got? But then again, as I've said many, 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 many times before, in regards to life, never tempt life because life is smarter than you. Never tempt life because life is smarter than you. Life has more resources and life has more experience than you ever will have. And quite frankly, that's the way I need for it to be. I need for life and everything external to me to be bigger than I can possibly achieve. Because the things that I don't know are the things that intrigue me the most. The things that I learned that I didn't know before, or the things that changed my mind, or the things that restructure the way my philosophies are set, are the things that energize me the most. So, and see, like right now, I felt a little bit of that tension come, probably because I could feel my blood pressure getting up because I'm getting a little bit, and I could feel it just a little bit, you see, just a little bit. Anyway, I gotta go. See, that pause worked. One button pause. So I got one button on the keyboard now. One for one camera, two for two cameras, three for third camera, four for all the cameras. And I can like switch back and forth. So right now I can go like that and go to all the cameras. And that's just a transition. I need to set up a quick transition. Like boop. That was more of a slower thing. I need to get a boop, a really quick one. But anyhow, feeling really good. I felt that little tension come up because I could feel my pressure or my excitement coming up. And it's just a little bit. It makes me want to go like this or stretch my neck and turn. And then I'll drink water. And I think this used to happen to me when I was younger. If I get overheated, if I didn't eat, you know, if I slept funny. I mean, there's a lot of things. It could be the blood pressure or not. But I think I'm enthused or I'm happy. The fact that the blood pressure does seem to be coming down. Number one, I'm happy about that, and I don't have the pressure or anything. That I was having, even though I could feel it a little, I just started feeling just a little bit slightly as I got a little bit excited. And it's a little bit warm in here, maybe. In fact, I can tell you, 82 degrees in here. Jesus Christ, is that right? Can you see that? Is that flipped? 82 degrees in here. I bought this because I was so cold in here. I wanted to know what the temperature was in here. So it says 82 degrees in here. So it's definitely not cold. Anyhow, just wanted to get at you with that. Making all these videos, just posting them. It's what I want to do. And it's really encouraging that I can do it. How about this? Let me show you what else I've been doing lately. This. Can you see that? That's not the best, fanciest one. But I took the old 720 camera the old one, just low resolution. And I use tie wraps and I put it on. All of these clips and stuff, I have like a whole accessory kit of action camera accessories to make it so you should be able to, you should be able to mount a camera at any angle in any place. That's the whole idea. And see, this is one of them. So now, and I went to the hardware store and got these clips. So I can clip this on anything and I should be able to get the angle and the shot that I want. You see what I'm saying? And then if I go like here, like this, you'll see, here's the camera. See, here's the camera. And I should be able to position that and put it anywhere I want and then have that like that. And that's kind of the idea. You know, where am I at? Where am I at? Where am I at? Three. And I got to relabel it. The cameras I got in OBS, I got to renumber them. Because I had one for one thing, two for another, three for another, four for another. And I got used to that, but I moved the cameras around. So that's one of them that I got. And I don't like the way that tie wrap looks on there. But I'm able to set that right there like this. Come over here, pop this camera over, turn it. Come over here, go like that. And there's the shot, see? I'll just put it back. Here's the other one that I got. This one. Now this one. This is another, a bigger clip that I got from the, clamp that I got from the hardware store. And I used a double-sided adhesive to mount one of the shoes on it. And then from there, you know, you get different angles. I can go this way with it. But the whole thing, too, is I can take this and I can, let me see, hold on. I know I can. Hold up. Hold on. Well, anyway, this comes off. This part comes off. And what I did was I had two selfie sticks, and the selfie sticks had this part. This part came off the selfie stick. And it had the same kind of mount that the action camera kit has. So I was able to put this on here like this. And so now I can mount this anywhere and shoot. And this turns sideways. I can get, you know, portrait or landscape. And I should be able to mount this anywhere. I'll throw an SD card in here. Set this up and just let it record. You know, just let it record. And the video comes out, it's going to be pretty good. So I can set this up and just let it record for hours. Come back, pull that video, and that's another camera angle. And what I'm thinking of all this is a band. If I go to record a band, you know, because I'm going to have good audio. I got my solid audio connections. I got my solid audio. Well, I was going to show you my audio recording, but I didn't feel like getting it out. And so I should be able to put this up here, set this camera up here. This is my old, which one is this? This is my 6. This is my Galaxy Samsung 6. Here's my 7. And here's my 9 that I'm currently, the 9 is the one I'm actually using right now. And all these kind of work, you know, this one, I think they kind of work. The batteries or whatever, you know. Oops, I just cut the Galaxy. See the S7 on. It's the S6. And this, you know, I can take this off. It obviously, this comes off and take the phone and mount it. And then I could take, this shoe should slide off and I can mount it somewhere else. And I could also undo this here like that, put another thing on there. I got all kinds of options. The whole idea is to be able to mount a camera and get the perfect shot no matter where you are. What you're doing. So now I'm walking around life looking, ooh, I could put a camera there. Ooh, I could put a camera there. Ooh, I could put a camera there. And I haven't even started to use the straps yet. I haven't even started to use the straps. Because they got straps that you can put on and use. One of them was a head strap. I did use that one. And a chest strap. But I want to like go to a place, wrap it around a pole. Don't ask me why. I just want to wrap it around a pole and mount a camera. And this, oh, the other one. This is what started all. This is the GoPro. Or the Vantop. GoPro knockoff, I guess. Do I need to, I got the focus stop. So if I move it up, does it go out of focus? It does. Okay. I'll remember that. Because I got the focus lock. Because it does better with the focus lock. And this came with the Vantop kit. And this is, I mean, yeah, the Vantage kit, and you can mount that like that. This comes off, and I can mount it on one of the other ones, clamp it, and just get that wide angle shot, just let it run for hours. Also with that, the battery on this thing ain't worth a damn. So what I did was I got my little mini one that I don't use anymore. And what I would do is I'd run a cable from here to the camera, mount that on there, and just set that up there and let that son of a bitch run for hours. And then go back, pull the camera, pop the SD card out, and you got that shot. Take that shot, get all the cameras and your shots, line them all up, and then you can go from shot to shot, from, you know, camera to camera when you're editing to get, you know, more of an action dynamic looking thing. That's the whole idea. And that's what I like to do. This is my thing. You know, sometimes people, maybe like animals, you know, animals do things. They don't know why. Ants don't know why they do what they do. Bees don't know why they do what they do, do they? You think bees know? You think animals? They just do it. Ants just do what they do. They didn't know why. You know, and it could be that I'm just doing this and I don't even know why. Just because I have the capability of consciousness and awareness to go back and second guess myself. Well, not second guess, but to evaluate myself. Oh, I got these. I got all these too. I got all these plugs here. I don't know if you can see them. These kind that, you know, some of the USB devices use. The Snowball used them, so I had to pull one out. But I got so many of them now, I need to throw some of them away. I don't know if I can bring myself to do that. I'll probably put it away into the second storage container I got sitting over there, which I need to work on. Speaking of storage, if it would be good if I could do some storage tomorrow and not eat and get lazy, because I'm doing good. If I can do, I'll probably do good tonight. Wake up tomorrow, we'll see what happens. You know, I was even thinking, get up early, get up like 7:30 instead of 9. Get my steps in and go to storage and just start something. Just start in there and see how far we get. And I'm thinking pizza. Even though I had pizza a couple weeks ago, I'm thinking pizza. Let me see how this camera looks. See, and also on my main computer, what I have on my main computer is I'm remote desktop into the old computer. I don't know if I said this before. I'm remote desktoped into the old computer, which I set up to be the OBS Video Studio. It still has all my other apps on it, but mainly that is just for, I got all my cameras plugged in there. I got audio going in there, everything. So that's just one computer. The only thing it's going to do is record me. Well, when people come in the studio. And then it'll be able to stream and go Facebook Live with a clarity and an audio quality that is to my acceptance. What was I going to say? Somebody just commented on one of my videos. You see, everything is going on here. Everything is just going on here. Because I have my, you know, digital audio workstation actually working on music real time. When we're recording real time, I got that, the headphone jack out of that split. One goes to the OBS studio computer, and I can get a high quality thing. Hey, Joanne. Whoops, I ain't allowed to say people's names, am I? All right, pause works. I don't know where I was, so I might as well end it here and say happy Friday. They tell me it's Good Friday, too. In fact, I think I was in Vegas, and I saw somebody walking around with the ashes on their forehead. I said, oh, must be Ash Wednesday. Yeah, I went to Catholic school. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen. I think that's it. That's my favorite prayer. Anyhow, biggest atheist in the world reciting the Hail Mary for you. That's what I do. That's what I does. I'm going to do a fade. Can I do a fade to black? I can. Let me see. Is this the fade to black? Nope. That wasn't it. Is this it? All right, now stop recording.